Joining me on the line is Pastor Christine Thomas from Live Church at Caloundra. Hi, Christine. How are you going?
Hi, Steve. Going well today, thanks.
We've received some really great news just in the last days, and I'm sure it's good news for you as well, in that Carinity, which is kind of the community care arm of Queensland Baptist Churches, has provided around $500,000 in funding for families here on the Sunshine Coast. Can I first of all ask about Live Church and what your role is there?
Sure. My role at Live is one of the pastors, and so I'm responsible for a lot of the organisational side of pastoring in the community and through the church. I've also been tasked with setting up a new charity organisation that we'll talk about. But so my role is the oversight and management of the preparation and planning stage for this new charity.
So this is amazing. $500,000 to fund 8 new projects and continued support for 10 existing projects. These are projects that help support local families, am I right?
Yes, they are. And that $500,000 is throughout Queensland. It's not just us, but Queensland has been very generous in their collaborations with some Baptist churches all around the state. And we have been the recipient of one of those grants to get a brand new project up and running off the ground here on the southern end of the coast. And yes, we're extremely grateful and very excited to be able to get in and start this.
So some of that funding, as I understand it, is going towards an organisation called Sprout. Christine, share what Sprout does.
Right. Well, Live Church has always been involved in ministering to families who have children on the autistic spectrum disorder. And before COVID, we did that by running big family events that were suitable for those little guests. But COVID sort of shut that down, and we realised that there was another way that we could meet a need in the community. And this need that emerged was to help little children who'd experienced trauma and who would also have a diagnosis and access to NDIS funding. And so there were no other support agencies on the coast who were sort of geared up to specifically meet this need. And so we thought, well, here's an opportunity. We have the right people. We have the wherewithal to set something up. And so an idea was born. And then we approached Carinity to get some seed funding, so to speak. And now we're ready to roll with the project. And the name of it is called Sprout, as you've mentioned. And the name was interesting because it relates back to that whole concept of, you know, the seed which sprouts. And just like the seeds need the right conditions and the right care to grow and thrive, I don't know if you're a gardener, Steve, but we believe children are affected by trauma. They can still sprout and flourish if they have the right support and care. So that's where our support workers will come in. So we'll be providing support workers that are trained to be sensitive to the needs of a child who's experienced trauma. And the ultimate aim there will be to contribute to a more peaceful, harmonious home environment. So we'll also be working with the child's existing therapy providers, where they have those, to implement the strategies in the homes. But it's all about, you know, providing the right support for these little lives who have been impacted by trauma.
Give us an idea, Christine, just how many children, how many families here we're talking about who are experiencing trauma and that you're hopefully providing a healthier environment for.
When we were doing our research, Steve, we talked to a lot of people just to see whether or not it was a genuine need in the community or if it's something that we'd just come across little tiny pockets. And one of the social workers we spoke to, she works closely with families affected by trauma, and she said on her books there were 20 families who could instantly access the services of a support worker who had trauma-informed training. So that's just one. And so there's many, many more like her on the coast who are looking for this specialised service. So we will start with with the families that approach us, and as the organisation grows and we put on more support workers and train them, and then we'll be able to take on more. We want to help as many as we can, but we need to make sure we have the right personnel and the sufficient personnel to be able to do that in a way that best suits the children.
Well, Christine, we just love to be able to share a good news story, and we're hoping that the funding through Carinity via our Queensland Baptist churches goes a long way in supporting families, specifically children who are going through that trauma, help them to provide or help you to provide a better home life for them. Thanks again. I've been speaking with the Pastor Christine Thomas from Live Church. All the very best, and I hope that we have some more good news to report soon.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's been a pleasure talking to you.